Good Friday afternoon, everybody. Thank God it's Friday. It's been a long week, man. Long week. I've got a close-up of you on my my FaceTime right now. You're in studio, aren't you?
Today? I am. I wanted You're to see Brian no-jo. Novak. I almost forgot what he looked like. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
How are you? Let the countdown begin, Brian.
Uh-oh. To what?
Well, it's Friday. You said it.
No. 4 hours. 7 o'clock tonight. We're done when we turn it over to Brian Novak for the pregame show before Green and Hoover High School Hoops with Dan Belfort.
That ain't that countdown, and you know it.
What's
5 o'clock hour, man. The 5 o'clock hour. Let the countdown begin to Born to Run. As only we can do it. Forget about the boss. Yeah. Was that him?
Who?
Can I hear that again? From Washington. Here.
Thank you. Who was that?
Hello, Cleveland.
We love you. Thank you.
You don't know who that is.
Come on. Here it is one more time.
Come on. Thank you.
You don't know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
Think of your favorite rock and roll singer of all time.
My favorite, Jimmy Buffett.
No.
That's not him.
Come on.
George
Buffett.
Thorogood.
Jimmy Buffett, first of all, doesn't have the golden pipes of that voice you just heard.
That one more time. Go ahead. Play it for me one
Here
more
it
time.
Is.
Thank you.
You can tell it's a big arena, right? You can hear the echo.
Yeah. Right, right. That would be Kris Kristofferson.
Let it simply. Hey, don't even mention him. I told you that story.
What?
They keep sending me his 1099 for some reason. One of these days, I'm going to accept it. If they would re-usher the check or issue the check, I'd take it. But in the meantime, I'm not paying for that. He's got the same production company as mine. Same name. Long story.
I don't understand who this is. One more time, Brian.
Okay.
Play one more time.
Last time.
Thank you. Let's see. Is that who did I know who that
Let it
is.
Simmer.
Yeah, I know that. That's the guy for the Who. The guy for the Who. Roger Daltrey.
Roger
that's
Daltrey?
Who
that
is.
Roger.
Isn't that right?
No.
Daltrey.
No.
Huh?
That's no
not
English
him.
Accent there.
Yeah, it sounds like
no,
one.
If it was Roger Daltrey, he'd say hello. It's not him. It's not him. No, we're not playing it again. Let it simmer. We'll play it in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got a lot of things we've got to discuss today. Sad day in the world of sports today.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron passed away.
Yes. 86 years old, Hammer and Hank. And I did some research on him today, JT, because I met him years ago at a collector's convention. I got an autographed bat by Hammer and Hank. I threw the picture up on Twitter today of it. It's one of my most prized possessions. And I didn't realize, and a lot of times we don't know until, unfortunately, days like this happen and you look up information. Dude, Hammer and Hank, all-time leaders in the history of Major League Baseball. All right, JT? All-time leader. He's number one in RBIs, number two in home runs, number three in hits. Nobody thinks of him as, you know, like Pete Rose or Ty Cobb, but that's the only two guys that have more hits than Hank Aaron. And number four in runs scored. So he's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the four biggest categories in the history of Major League Baseball. You could make an argument, seriously, that Hank Aaron is the greatest baseball player to ever live.
Is he number one in clean home runs?
Yes, he is.
He would still be considered number one.
Yes. 755 home runs
total.
I believe,
so what did it take to break the record? Do you remember that number?
714, I believe, was Babe Ruth's number, and he broke it by hitting a home run, I think, off of Al Downing. Do we have that?
So, Brian, which one? Is this the one where he breaks the record, or is this his final home run? Breaking the record. Check this out.
All right. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd.
I remember when those kids ran onto the field, they tried to steal his helmet.
Yeah, well, I think they just wanted to pat him on the back, didn't they?
No, they tried. They tried to get his helmet.
Yeah, one grabbed his jersey,
Brian's telling me.
Okay, all right. How about this? Al Downing served it up Tom House caught it in the bullpen. Those were the two pitchers involved. And what is Tom House now known for more so than catching Hank Aaron's 715 home run ball? He teaches NFL quarterbacks in the offseason with throwing mechanics. Huh. He works with NFL quarterbacks, Tom House. Little history lesson right there for you. How about that?
That's
how that for hijinks.
It's a lot of useless knowledge right there.
It's up there for some reason. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. I grew up on Roberto Clemente, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Those were the guys as a kid growing up that I idolized, and they're three of the greatest outfielders to ever play the game. Okay. And like I said, you could argue that Hank's the greatest player, period, of all time.
Problem during that time period is the fact that there was no cable television. You barely got to see, you know, until you got, what was it, TBS came in even years later, and you could watch the Braves, and then occasionally you'd get WGN out of Chicago to see the Cubs. Other than that, we were sheltered. In Northeast Ohio, and especially on the Northwest side, if you weren't a huge baseball hack, you didn't care about these other teams. You never followed the other teams. No internet, no cable TV. No phones, no cars, no, you know, whatever you want to call it. But the thing is, until the World Series, we never saw the Dodgers, we never saw the Cardinals, or any of these other National League teams. If you were lucky enough to go to an Indians game in Cleveland, and there was no interleague play, you only got to see, and remember, they were still in the East. You would see them take on the Yankees and the Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. It wasn't this crap that you get now where we got to get stuck with the Kansas City Royals, Detroit Tigers when they're no good, and these other teams like the White Sox. Man, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, the best thing in the world was myself, Aaron Artemez, and Paul Gevasis would walk across the street. We would go to Cottage Market, set up shop in the back room, Kenny, and listen to the Indians games on the radio.
No kid. Nice. Yeah, great memories from back in the day. And you're right. I mean, as a kid, there was maybe one game on a week, and that was the game of the week on Saturday. You know, you maybe got that until the playoffs came, and then they aired all the, you know, the playoffs games and the World Series games until, you know, TBS came on.
Coming up tonight, it's we're honoring Hammer and Hank, Henry Aaron. It's Hank Aaron night here at the ballpark. After that, don't forget, Charles Bronson Marathon, Death Wish 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 right here on TBS.
Do you remember how terrible sports were on television on Saturday afternoons after the college football season? And remember this, when college football was in session, you might get one game a week.
Yeah, if you were lucky.
Yeah, here's Nebraska taking on USC. Great. Who cares?
And You know what is really interesting about the story you told about radio? Because I listened to the Pirates on the back porch with my dad on the radio. Bob Prince, the gunner, was calling the – and those guys made the players sound larger than life, right? So you were basically at the mercy of your play-by-play announcer. And so when you did get to see them on TV or go to the ball game, it was ginormous.
Yeah.
These are the guys you were hearing Bob Prince talk about. There's Roberto Clemente, the greatest arm ever in the history of Major League Baseball. And then you'd want to see him throw the ball from right field to third base and everything.
We were different. It wasn't that big of a deal who the players were. We emulated the announcers. And then it graduated to television. And you used to work with them. And what we would do is we would just imitate people like Bruce Drennan. Oh, there's ducks on the pond. And then you had Mudcat Grant in the chin music. And everybody loved to laugh with these guys because you got to remember, our team stunk. We never won anything.
Yeah.
If we could get close to 500, I've told the story a billion times. Al Artemez, may he rest in peace, Aaron's father. I would have a wager with him every year. I tell you this, hope springs eternal. Mr. Artemez, Indians are going to go 500 this year. Dubster, use out of your mind. Use out of your mind. We would bet a pop, a Coke, and I never won until he passed away. May he rest in peace. And you owe me now. Somebody's got to pay up. Where are those Artemez kids at? Adam, I know you're out there somewhere. Aaron, you know my phone number. Pay up.
So Roberto Clemente, to me, is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen play. Okay, he didn't have the home run totals of Hank Aaron or Willie Mays, but all-around player. When the games mattered most, he delivered. He was the MVP of the 71 World Series, a batting champion, an MVP. and I caught him towards the tail end of his career because, you know, he died in a plane crash. What was it? New Year's Eve, 1972. You know, so I had him for 8 years. Right, he was my idol. I bawled my eyes out when he died in that plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, greatest baseball player to this day, and
probably
I've seen a lot of
so.
Baseball.
Probably
you know?
So. But you know what the difference is? You got to root for a World Series champion.
Yeah.
We couldn't go 500. We didn't have Clemente's on our roster. Well, we would gravitate towards, and for me anyway, you know, everybody back in those days, and I said the Indians were in the East back then, and you're supposed to hate the dreaded Yankees. Well, not for this kid, because I had a special place in my heart because the captain of the Yankees was a layman guy, and I grew up in the layman area, and it was Thurman Munson. So
right.
if Thurman Munson is winning World Series championships, he's not wearing the pinstripes. He's our guy. He's in the scarlet and red, or scarlet and gray. Because Ohio State and Lehman had the same colors, he was a polar bear. He was ours. He went to Kent State. We could gravitate towards that because other than that, what are you going to do? You going to root for Frank Duffy? I mean, honestly, who else was there?
Tony Bernazar.
Ay, ay, ay.
Boog Tony Hara.
The biggest thing that happened to us was when they traded for Boog Powell.
Yeah.
Because he had he had played in a World Series. Baltimore Orioles, he was
right.
larger than life to me. We didn't
My
have
Pirates
anybody that was any
them.
Good. You know who we liked? We liked Gaylord Perry because he cheated.
There you go. Vaseline, man. I put Vagisil, snot, Vaseline. You put snot on the baseball? Son, my arm isn't as strong as yours. I got to make the baseball do things that it just shouldn't do.
I like the Yankees, man. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't like Boston. But, I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Can you remember? The best thing the Indians would ever do is knock the A's out of the playoffs. Because for whatever reason, we would always be in the spoiler roll down the stretch. Here would come the A's, and the Indians would upset them. And then Reggie left the A's and went to the Yankees, or however that fell out. But it was Reggie. It was larger than life. We didn't have Clemente. And only 2 hours away, I never even heard of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, for me, I was very lucky in the 70s.
Yeah,
they
yes,
won two World Series titles, right?
Yes,
and they were in it every year with the Phillies and then the Reds. The battle, the rivalry was Cincinnati, the big red machine, and the Pirates meeting in the National League Championship Series. And there was no wild card. It was just you won your division, they won their division, boom, you're playing, right, for the right to go to the World Series. So I was very lucky. So to me, and we'll open up the phone lines on this. To me, Roberto Clemente, greatest player I've ever seen play. But right behind him is the man who unfortunately passed away today, Hank Aaron, at 86 years old. So for those of you out there listening to us today, your opinion, okay, the greatest baseball player you've ever seen play, who is it? 330-450-1480. We want to hear from you on this today. We do. We honor the passing of Hammer and Hank. Like I said, dude was 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the four biggest cat. He won a World Series in 57. Dude played in Major League Baseball 23 years and made 25 All-Star teams. You say, wait, how can he have more All-Star teams than years played? Because they played 2 All-Star games in a year sometimes. So this guy was legendary, and he's the all-time clean home run leader. Was 755.
Well, let's fire him up right now. Let's go to Ron in Canton. Hey, Ron, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
We're hanging in there, man. Who's your favorite baseball player, Ronnie?
Well, I just got to kind of be Kenny's buddy. I grew up in Cincinnati and got to see Roberto Clemente playing Crosley Field growing up, so I didn't get to see him play. But and if people argue with me, my favorite of all time was Pete Rose. I was there, third game he ever played, third base at Crosley Field tonight.
Hard to argue that one.
And he, in fact, him and Johnny Bench used to own a bowling alley when I was a kid down there. They owned it. By one Saturday a month, they'd come down and roll bowling, roll a couple frames with us. And that back then, that was a big thing. You play pro baseball and bought bowling alleys, I guess, but it seemed like everybody had one. And they would, they'd come down, and I had both their autographs so many times, I don't have any of them now.
You know what would have been nice? Ron, if you could have kept one of those scorecards, how nice would that have been?
That'd have been. Yeah. No, look, there's a lot of things I wish I would have done. That's one of really cool announcer story was growing up, it was Brenneman and Nuxall were the announcers for the Reds. Okay. And my dad's deal was I could listen to all the games, but as soon as the box scores were over, my lights better be out. And so
look at that.
I don't know how my dad knew Joe Nuxall, or he knew him friendship wise from his business, you know, the kind of business he was in down in Cincinnati.
Awesome.
And I'll never forget sitting there, and all of a sudden over the radio it says, "Okay, Ron, get your pencil ready because I know it's bedtime."
Awesome.
Oh my God! Wow. I went, "Oh my God!" He's talking to me.
That's awesome.
That's a great story, Ron.
Probably one or twice a month, he'd always throw my name in there and say, "Come on, it's bedtime, Ron. Let's get this box score done." You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Roberto Clemente and Pete Rose, Johnny Bench too. I just got to see Johnny Bench play his first couple games. So
that big red machine, think about it, man. I know him up by heart. Tony Perez was at first base. Joe Morgan at second base. David Concepcion at short. Yeah, Pete Rose, Cesar Geronimo, I think, was in center field, right?
Griffey was in center.
Yeah,
a senior was in center. And then right. He had a weird last name. I could picture his face. He had hair down around his. Everybody called him the hippie because at that time he had hair down over his collar. And every time he'd run, he looked like my dad. It looks like a girl out there. Look at him. You know?
That's not politically correct any longer. Don't do that anymore.
Back then it was.
Don't forget George Foster.
George was George part of the big red machine, or did he come later?
The very last time they won. I moved up there in 75, so I got just the tail end all that stuff. I've been in Canton area since 75. I got to see all that. That was so much fun. I mean, as a kid, I remember going for bat day at Crosley Field, and when they gave you real bats.
Yep, I know. Could you imagine giving out real bats today to a bunch of drunk fans like that? Oh, my goodness.
10-cent beers and bats. That's what we need. Wow. But the upper deck was a solid, at Crosley Field, was nothing but like a maybe 3-inch plate steel. And all of us kids would get up there and just start banging our bats on that floor, on that flooring. They'd go back in the dugout. It gets so loud, they couldn't even, the umpires would tell everybody to clear the field. We just make so much noise with these bats that they couldn't stand being on the field with us.
Great stuff.
A lot of good memories, man.
Baseball's that's outstanding.
Close to my heart, man.
Hey, Ronnie.
You guys always do a good job.
Good stuff. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. That's a great memory right there. See, we didn't get any of that because we were still an hour away from the ballpark, Kenny. When you were in Pittsburgh, how far did you live from the stadium?
We were about a half hour from downtown Pittsburgh, so we would drive down and park at Allegheny Valley Steel and then walk over to Three River Stadium because it was cheaper, you know, for my dad, and it was fun to walk, and you buy the peanuts on the way over there because they were cheaper, right? And you go in, we'd go out. We'd always sit, try and sit in right field when Clemente played up through 72. And then after that, occasionally we would get box seats when, dad could afford it. We'd get the Twi-Night doubleheader box seat. So if we were going to spend the money, it was going to be 2-for-1.
So today we honor the legacy, we'll call it, of Hank Aaron. Yeah. And we want to hear from you, the callers, 330-450-1480. Who is your favorite baseball player growing up as we remember the legacy of Hammer and Hank Aaron? It's News Talk 1480 WHBC. We're going to break in right here. We come back. Max, you're up next.
Don't jerk me around. It's a simple question.
On 1480 WHBC.